Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We've reached a point in our program where every week, we did this on Monday, we'll do it again today, but we'll try to make this a regular Friday fixture of the Phil Hendry Show, and we have reached that point in the program where it is now okay for you to call me and talk to me. Yes, it's okay for you to call and talk to me at 800-449-8686. I've already started in on these ying-yings or whatever the hell they're called, yingling or yo mama, something. They're really great. So you're now allowed to talk to me at, I know it sounds arrogant. It's just another way of saying we realize there are many things that you want to check in with Phil Hendry about with regard to our show, our attitudes, and how they coexist and dovetail with your own. So the number is 1-800-449-8686. This is It's Now Okay to Talk to Phil theme music, by the way. What the hell is this? Who's the woman? This is a marvelous... Listen, she's way up there. Was she in pain or is she... Is this an orgasm? No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. It's somebody playing a wine glass. You're right, Melissa. This is not anyone singing. Someone's doing the finger on the wine glass. So I just got off the phone with my wife. Guess what happened? One of the kids came back from camp. They went to one of these sleepaway camps the last 3 days, and it's been pouring down rain in California, and they were up near Santa Barbara. Kid came back with a tick. He's got a tick in his back. This is really sick, and I will, you know, I'm not going to belabor the point, but he came back with a tick in his back, and I said, ah, geez, and she said, yeah, it sucked. I said, well, what did you do? He said, well, I tried. I said, you know what we used to do? When I had a dog, and when the dog had these ticks, you take a cigarette and get the tick that way, man. You just burn the damn thing, but apparently one of the kids was going ape because he had a tick, so I guess they got to figure out whether he's got the... He's cool. It's not one of those Lyme disease ticks. It's just a regular, funky California forest tick. It sucks. Hey, it does. It sucks. Ticks, they suck. Poor kid, man. He came home, he was screaming bloody murder, so that really blows. Or does it suck? I don't know which, but it's... Oh, shut up. What is that tune, man? It's called... Something Swamp Fire. It's Barton Denny. It blows and sucks. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. We're awaiting some quality calls here during this feature. It's okay to talk to Phil. And among the things that we do discuss during this particular segment, like, for instance, earlier in the week when we had people calling, they were querying us about the show and also giving us their opinions and attitudes about some of the things that we've said in the past. Now, this particular segment of the program takes a little bit of time for us to get the calls up because Mike is screening as fast and as rapidly as he possibly can, and sometimes you just, you know, you're not getting the calls that you want. So that's what we're waiting for, a quality call here on It's Okay to Talk to Phil. This Yingling beer is a light amber beer. It's directly from... Who do you hire to do a voice like that? I want somebody who can sustain, I don't know, like an ear splitting. Someone that, when I bleed from the nose, I'll know I've got her, okay? Go ahead, baby, start singing. Yeah, that hurts. Man. So this Yingling beer from Pottsville, Pennsylvania, what is it with these small breweries in these small northeastern and midwestern cities? You know, when I was in Minneapolis, we had that Leinenkugel crap from Wisconsin, too. Boy. You want other people to bleed for that? You got any decent calls, Mike? Okay, I'm being told now by my producer we still haven't got one call that we can put up. 1-800-449-8686. It's a difficult thing to do. You're now allowed to talk to Phil because we, as I say, we only put the quality calls up on this program. And right now we just ain't getting them. Schaefer's spending his time screening and screw it. So here's a little musical break. It's excuse me, do you play saxophone? All right, let's go here. Mindy is on the line. Mindy's in Diamond Bar. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Phil.
How are you?
I'm great.
Is this Mindy Glazer?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Thought I knew you.
No, sorry you don't.
What's going on, Mindy?
But I'm a regular fan of the show. And
Thank you. I have
a couple questions for you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just curious how you make your characters sound like they're really over the phone.
Well, we use a phone.
But I guess I envision.
What's so funny about that? Yeah, how do you make your character sound like they're on a phone? We use a phone.
Yeah, but I guess I envision you going back and forth with this phone. And
I go back and forth between a phone and the microphone.
And do you ever get confused between yourself and the
character? Yes. Yes. What do you mean by that question? Do I get confused? Are you saying do I ever have myself on the phone and the character on the microphone or what?
Yes. That's what I'm asking.
I don't think that's what you're asking. I think I just formed a question for you, but I'll answer that by saying, yes, I just did it yesterday, in fact.
Really?
I forgot the character was supposed to be on the phone, and he was actually talking on the microphone, and I did the, you know, it was a mess.
Well,
but it was funny.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Oh, you're really looking forward to those screw-ups, aren't you there, Mindy? Someone should compile a tape of Phil Hendry's show screw-ups. Every time the character's wrong, every time, we drop the phone, that would be cute.
Okay. Absolutely. You could sell CDs.
Is that it, kid?
That's it.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye. You got a nice golf course in Diamond Bar. We got more Soprano bleepers, bloopers, and blunders of the Phil Hendry Show will be a tape that hopefully we'll come out with. We also have some more Soprano information that you need to know about the Sopranos. And it is also our You Can Talk to Phil Hour, 1-800-449-8686. Bada Bing, the strip club managed by Silvio Dante, is actually a strip club in Lodi, New Jersey, called Satin Dolls. Its address is 230 State Route 17 South, Lodi, New Jersey, 07644. Its phone number is 201-845-6494. In case you're interested, check out other real-life Soprano haunts at The Sopranos on location, a fun site with addresses, pics, and interesting anecdotes about the show's filming locations. Also, the series was nominated for 16 Emmy Awards after its first season, including a nod for Outstanding Drama, marking the first time a cable show had been nominated in that category. And as you know, Nancy Marchand, who died last June, she won a 2000 Golden Globe for her role as the devious Mama Soprano, as well as four Emmys for her late 70s role as newspaper owner Margaret Pinchon on Lou Grant. Did you ever see that show? I didn't either. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show, and this is, of course, You're Allowed to Talk to Phil Hour, our regular Friday feature only on The Phil Hendry Show. You may try and call up another show and ask them if you could talk to Phil Hendry, though. I'd appreciate that. Call Comb Over Boy and say, yes, Phil there? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686, Phil Hendry Show. You are allowed to call Phil. This is our segment that we do on Fridays and any other time that we want to do it. You can also offer us opinions about bits that we've done on the air. Opinions about opinions expressed on the air. Generally interact with us about the phenomenon that is the Phil Hendry. Oh, come on with this woman and this singing, man. Casting call for a woman whose voice sounds like a wine glass. 1-800-449-8686. By the way, just one little thing before we go back to the phones here. There's a theory that this guy Pussy ain't dead. The guy that got shot the last episode of last season of The Sopranos, the theory is that he's not dead. And the reason why many of the fans believe... Oh, you know what? You're right, Melissa. That's the chick that sang the Star Trek theme. Oh, Mike, you said. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Bert. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Bert, hello.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Say, I was just curious. Of the people that call in and go along with this whole thing, how many are really honestly convinced that they're arguing with some other people on the line? And how
they
many
all
you
are.
Think...
They all are. They all are. This show doesn't do what a lot of talk shows. We don't hire callers. We don't go out and find people. We don't pump them. We don't coach them. I don't have a producer that sits there and says what so many other producers of other talk shows say, which is, hey, man, show a lot of emotion. We get real, honest-to-God people. The day that I ever hire a caller is the day that I hope they, you know, that I'm where pussy is.
It could be comb over boy, right?
Is the day that I'm comb over boy.
But I just think that so many of these people, after they hang up with you,
After they hang up with me, then they come to an appearance and they say, you know what? You got me. I called your damn show and that kind of thing. And then they either become a fan or they hate my guts or they don't know what it was that they listened to and they just go off into the ether.
Yeah, but it's great. It's great what you do. I love it when you suck these people and then pull that out of them.
These are real human beings, Bert. Trust me on this. I don't know. I can't prove it to you, but you're just going to have to trust me. These are real people. I don't have the time. And I don't have the resources to run around looking for all kinds of different people to call my show and pay them $50 or whatever it is that these other shows do.
And I sit there and I listen to your show and I go, man, I want to argue with you. And then I'm thinking, what the hell am I going to do? I'm going to argue with Phil on the mic and I'm going to argue with Phil.
You'd never make it on the air.
Well,
you're on the air now because you're talking to me. We're a couple of guys talking here. But during one of our character bits, there's no way you'd make it on the air.
I'm sorry
that I said that because now I got every guy with no life out there is not going to try to get on the show. It's okay. It happens. But thank you for your call.
All right.
Bye. Bug off. Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. Every guy with no life. There's just a certain way of doing the show, and you have to do it with a certain level of honesty. As crazy as it sounds, when I actually use the word honesty in relation to this show, I mean you have to do the show with a certain level of honesty. And that is that the whole point of this program is to satirize traditional media. The whole point of this show is to satirize traditional viewpoints and concepts. The whole point of this show is to point up how full of crap people who suddenly find themselves in the spotlight can be. And the whole point of the show is to show you, is to prove, not to soapbox, but to prove that media is simply an entertainment vehicle and not necessarily a vehicle for truth. But then I guess I'm, you know, waxing philosophic here. By the way, Melissa, pussy would not have to be Michael Myers from Halloween or Jason from Friday the 13th to still be alive. And here's how. He got into a car accident where he had a leg brace in the episode just prior. But in the episode where Tony Soprano and Paulie Walnuts and those guys shoot him, he doesn't have a leg brace. The theory among the fans is this. During that episode where Pussy gets shot, Tony is hallucinating because of food poisoning. And they think the whacking of Pussy is one of Tony's hallucinations. And all of this is born out of another rumor that Vinny Pastore, who plays Pussy on the show, signed a 6-year deal with the show, so they have to bring him back. I think it's a bunch of crap. I think you guys need a life. Go ahead, baby. Hit me with it. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, honey. All right, she's sleeping. Here is Phil. Phil in Victorville. Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Hey, Phil.
Welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, thanks. I love your show, man. Very.
Okay, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, go.
All right. I had a question about the Jay Santos gigs you do.
Mm-hmm.
You always pull these little things out of your head about West Texas Auxiliary Rangers and all this stuff. I was wondering if anybody ever called you on, if you actually mentioned a real name or something.
No. How could I do? What do you mean?
Well, you know, you ask these people that call in, you say, hey, I belong to such and such. Have you ever heard of
Citizens
it?
Auxiliary
Police. They seem to recognize it.
Well, what, the West Texas Range Riders? The, you know, the New York State Simulated Police Patrol? The Utah Pretend Patrol? You know, if there's an organization like that out there and they want to turn around and sue me, then I would just simply argue that the program, being satirically rooted, is a disclaimer in and of itself. I mean, you know, the show is an obvious put-on, and if they really want to get their pound of flesh out of me, let them try.
Yeah.
Okay? And the Boston Minutemen, too. They can all screw off. Thanks for calling, brother. Here is Blake on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Blake?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
First of all, let me say I avoided talk radio like the plague until I heard your show.
That's a healthy thing. not listening to my show necessarily, avoiding talk radio like the plague.
My question is, does your lovely wife Marie ever give you heat for the sometimes very controversial female topics you have on the show?
No, she never gives me any heat about it, but she I can see that there's disapproval sometimes. But one of the people that produces our show, Melissa Morgan, and helps us write it, is a woman. And Melissa's about the sickest, most twisted woman, but she's going to be married in October, and she'll be a blushing bride. But, boy, is she sick. And so if you hear any twisted bits about women, you can blame her.
She has some good ones.
You got it, brother. All right, thank you.
Thank Goodbye. You.
Okay, we're all out of phone calls. They're coming in, but Mike can't screen them fast enough. 1-800-449-8686. You're allowed to talk to Phil. That's it, honey. All right, before you start having those Bobby Ewing walking out of the shower, the whole season was just a dream thoughts, here's the official response from Vinny Pastore himself. Pussy did not have a bulletproof vest on, and if he did, it didn't do him any good. He's sleeping with the fishes. They put him in a plastic bag. They threw him in the ocean. Am I right? The reason, Pussy said, not in the face, keep my eyes, is because Pussy was thinking about the open casket at his wake. Pussy did not think the outcome would be that they'd throw his body in the ocean. So that's why there's the argument why this is going to be a program. You know, he's dead. Vinny Pastore was an upstate New York club owner who became a performer in the late 80s after brothers Matt and Kevin Dillon, club regulars who became his friends, convinced him he'd be a good actor. Here is Stephen on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, this is Steve. I'm doing great. You okay?
Great.
Yeah, the reason I called, I wanted to ask about...
These people have got to start speaking up, too. I can't hear you, Steve.
I'm sorry. Let me speak up.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about the Art Bell bits you do. You know, I'm just like you. I love Art Bell. I love Art's show.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I hear he actually likes your show, too.
Imagine that.
But, you know, the thing is, I like the character General Johnson Jameson.
General Johnson Jameson, yeah.
Oh, what a guy. I want to ask you, really point blank, is that character based on...
Major yeah, that Ed. Richard Hoagland dude. That,
I thought it was Major Ed Dames.
Well, I don't know. There's some cat that Art has on who, you know, he's, well, Art, I'll tell you, the whole thing's going to hell.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like there's a man on the, you know, he's got this thing. He knows, you know, the moon is going, there's a base underneath the surface of the moon.
Right.
And if only the CIA would investigate it. And Art is always very, he's always very sort of commiserating with him about, you know, you're right, General Jameson.
He digs it. He really gets
you know,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Why won't the CIA investigate this base under the crust of the moon? I don't, yeah. Well, if they would, they'd realize that men live there, you know.
It's a conspiracy.
So, yeah, well, you know, so he's like this guy who's a very sensible but mentally impaired guy, and that's kind of based on that dude.
I've gone to the crane company to see if I could buy one of those automatic chili makers, and no luck.
Yeah, the automatic chili maker where you're flying to Mars or wherever you're going, you can crap in it, and it makes delicious chili. So see what you can do, pal. Bye.
Okay.
All right, Mike, these are great calls, but they all sound like they're really tired. I don't know, what is it, late wherever we're talking to these people? 1-800 for they all sound kind of sleepy, you know. Get some women. Let's go. Come on. Some people here. I got nothing but calls coming in. I want some people with some fascinating points of view, concepts, and interesting questions. This is the point of the show we call You May Talk to Phil. And that's a woman singing really weird. God, is that out there. I love that. Yeah, that whole Richard C. Hoy, is that the guy's name on Art's show? Where he's just very, all right, I'll tell you. There was a thing where they were talking one time. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. There was something, there was some a race of creatures living just under the horizon. That's literally what it was. It was a race of creatures that were living just under the horizon of the earth. And you could see them if you had a certain kind of sunglass on. And, like, if you had blue blockers on, remember that commercial that used to be on for blue blockers? Wow! And I listened to this, and that's when I came up with that whole idea of this character, who is a guy who's sane. He'll sit down next to you in a coffee shop. Hi, how are you? Fine. I'm fantastic. I just came from the FBI headquarters. I had photographs of a dog that can speak. And, oh, that's great. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And this is You May Talk to Phil. So you can call in with your comments and questions on The Phil Henry Show, one of the trend-setting radio shows on the air today. Yeah, that's the Star Trek woman. I didn't know, but that's her. As soon as I heard that, she must have got a lot of work in the 60s. We need the woman that sounds like a wine glass. Who's the babe that did that Star Trek? Get her. You want the woman? Yeah. We need a spooky sound, okay? Who do we get? Get the chick that did the Star Trek thing. That's the one we want. Have somebody who can make spooky sounds with their voice. There must have been a whole ethereal concept that was a foot in this culture. You know, the whole space age thing. You know, everybody is nostalgic for 50s futurism. So, if you go to Disney now, man, yeah, if you go to Disneyland and you go to Tomorrowland, you're not really going to a view of tomorrow. You're going to a 1950s view of tomorrow. Because what's happening is we don't really care what's going to be, in our future so much as we laugh at what we thought 40 years ago was going to be in our future. So you go to Tomorrowland and you see like three-wheeled cars and a kid brushing his teeth. You know, I mean, the people in those days thought things were going to be much more complex than they had to be, okay? Why do I live in an egg-shaped house? Why? Why do I need to live in an egg-shaped house? Nobody ever asked the question. They just decided that it would be a really groovy and space-age-looking thing to live in an egg-shaped house. And all of that kooky, dig this, a conveyor belt from your front door. Why? I'm going to get on a conveyor. I'm home, honey. You know, I'm so lazy, I got to get on a conveyor belt so it'll take me to the kitchen so I can kiss my wife. Thank you. All right, let's go over here to Christine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Great. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for calling us.
You are the greatest.
Thank you.
I adore you.
Wow.
More than I like red wine.
Like red wine?
Pardon?
Did you say you liked red wine?
Oh, I'm drinking it right now.
Oh, that is so awesome. What do you got?
I have a nice Cabernet Sauvignon.
That's my favorite. That's my wife and I drink that. We drink 6-7 bottles of that in a night.
Good for you.
And then we roll over in the gutter and... No.
That sounds like my life. That's an excellent lifestyle.
Sounds like my life.
I recommend it.
Yeah, Cabernet Sauvignon. California, I trust.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Hey, listen, I love the Bobby Dooley theme song. Actually, I love all of your music. I even like the Star Trek lady.
Yes.
But I would love to have... Yeah, there you go. I would love to have a whole CD filled with all of your wonderful ditties that you play in the background.
You know what you can do? You can go out and pick up a series that has been produced by Capitol Records.
Uh-huh.
And it is called... it's a series of different titled CDs. Capitol Records apparently went into their vault and decided that they would do what Rhino has done. Only they own all of this music and re-release it under a theme for each CD.
Mm-hmm.
The Bobby Dooley theme music is on Capitol Records. It's under the Ultra Lounge series.
Oh, Ultra Lounge.
Ultra Lounge.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And
they
that particular
CDs.
I'm sorry?
They do the Christmas CDs, too.
Yeah, they're cool. I mean,
my
wife and I bought this Swingin' and Wacko or whatever the hell this thing was. It's like it's the coolest music to like crank up around a swimming pool and and drink like a gimlet too.
10 martinis.
You got it.
Yeah.
So the Bobby Dooley theme is on Space Capades.
Space Capades.
And it's cut. Is that Bobby's theme? Cut 7? Yeah, Cut 7 is called. And Cut 7, Bobby's theme is called Holiday for Strings.
Oh.
Here it is. There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's Bobby. And then she begins her Orwellian neo-fascist rap. Yeah, and they're... Mm-hmm.
You know, that works so great. That works great on my mother. It really does.
What, Bobby Dooley or this music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've learned a lot from Bobby.
Why, because your mom, she thinks you're listening to her, right?
Yeah.
And then Margaret's theme song is a song called Gay Spirits.
Appropriate?
Wait a minute, here it is. Is this Margaret's or who is this? No, this is Colleen Kristen Brewster, who owns a travel agency.
She's really, really cute.
Yeah, she's really, really cute,
yeah.
and the other people are really, really jealous of her. And so those songs can be found on Space Capades, Ultra Lounge, Atomic Age Oddities.
Oh, that's ultra groovy. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, if you're ever down in Long Beach, we have a 5,000 bottle wine cellar, so...
No kidding. Is it part of a restaurant or something?
No, it's just in our basement.
In your house?
Yeah, we dug a cellar because we, you know, like to live there.
God, that is cool.
Yeah.
5,000 bottles.
It's a hobby.
Let me ask you something. When you moved into your house, you did not have a cellar.
Actually, it's an old 1920s house. And
so it had the beginnings of a cellar or something?
Yeah. So we dug it up, dug up all the bodies and stuff, moved them out, put wine in.
Right. Okay, so you got all the skulls piled up in one corner, and you went to work getting that wine cellar going.
You bet.
Little do you know that you have all the forensic evidence of about 16 serial murders going back over the last 100 years that the FBI could use. I would love to be able to have a cellar, but this is California, and we don't build houses that way for whatever reason anymore.
Well, as long if you know how to move the pilings, you can make it work.
Yeah. No, all right, Christine, thank you very much.
All right, thank
you. I'm just going to have to drink at your house.
All right, great.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Okay, there. How about that, honey? Are you listening, Maria? What the hell? People think we're alcoholics. Well, you're right. Here is, I believe, Dan on the Phil Hendry Show. Dan?
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just listening to you the first time this week, and you had me riled up, and then listening to you this evening, I thought, man, that character sounds just like he did the other day.
There you go.
I was curious if you are concerned that your show may ever get so famous that it no longer works because everybody knows what you're doing.
No, because talk show callers are a different breed. No offense. I mean, I'm glad you're on the air with me tonight, but talk show callers are not the same as radio listeners. And talk show callers are a fairly active and selective listening group of people.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be somebody out there who is cranking their radio up when they hear Bobby saying, and that she's got a box lunch after she went and took a tour of Auschwitz. So it's the way that people are.
Well, you had me going the other day.
All right, brother.
Enjoyed
Thanks for
it.
Calling. All right, bye-bye. All right, so that guy's like brand new, man. He was just about 3 days ago pissed off at me, and now he's sort of bemused. And now he's still pissed, I can tell, because now it's all about, don't you worry if your show is going to bomb? Well, yeah, we're all worried about it, man. It's entertainment. This is showbiz, so now we're naturally all worried whether our shows are going to bomb or not. But, hey, we're doing it, and we're grabbing it, and we're squeezing it, and we'll keep on flying. Kim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Kim. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I don't know.
I love your show. Let
well,
me
no,
tell
when
you.
We, let me, I should put on some of this Holiday for Strings. I'd feel better.
Okay.
But we're doing fine, and we thank you for calling.
Great. You make my commute a little bit more bearable. I commute from San Diego to Orange County every day.
Thank you.
And I had a quick question, though.
Okay.
I was wondering, how are you so knowledgeable about...
Yeah.
How are you so knowledgeable
Sorry.
About your topics that you're imitating?
I don't think I am knowledgeable. I think I just learned how to, as in college, bullcrap a term paper, and we all knew how to do that. So,
you don't do extra research or prepare for?
Well, like name a topic.
Oh, I think one time you were an environmentalist. I think it was the Starbucks one where you were.
Oh, you mean yesterday with Jeff Dowder?
Raping the bean.
Yeah, you know it's really the skill that a lot of us learned in school, where you sort of BS a. You BS a term paper. You throw enough big words into a topic, and you know what I'm saying? And,
uh-huh.
And you sort of just do, and you do that sort of fast shuffle that makes people, gives an illusion. Because entertainment is illusion. And it's like Art Griego, this character we do who has a lot of pilot lingo. You know, are you vectoring out? Are you, what is your, altimeter? Who knows? It's just stuff that I've picked up, and I just throw into the mix, and we try
really?
To, yeah, and some of it. I read. I mean, I'm not a complete moron. I watch news and I try to stay educated. So there's a part of me that's aware of what's happening in the world, but there's another part of me that has to think on my feet, and that's what we do. That Jeff Dowder Starbucks thing. I mean, how bright do you have to be to know some stoner who thinks Starbucks is co-opting the world? You know, I grew up with guys like that. I went to school with people like that. So
okay.
All right.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kim, for calling. Goodbye. And now we'll go over here to Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to ask you, I'm a fellow alumni of Holy Angels.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I have to ask you, I love your Rudy character, and what do you think Sister Clemencia would do to you if she heard you saying that?
Well, what was Rudy saying?
But the Pope being backed up.
Oh, the Pope being backed up. That, I said the other day on the air that there's a radio station on our network that, quote, hasn't recovered from the Pope being backed up bit. Now, Sister Clemencia, I don't know who. What year did you graduate from Holy Angels?
I was there from about 66 66 through 72.
I graduated in 66 from Holy Angels. I didn't know any, you know, the fact is Sister Clemency isn't alive today because of that Pope bit.
Exactly.
So we won't have to deal with it. She's dead.
I probably turned 50 people onto your show just because of that one bit, and everybody just loves it.
Well, thanks. Everyone just loves that Pope backed up bit. I'll tell you this about that bit. One of the priests, I think I mentioned this on the air, one of the priests from the L.A. Archdiocese came to our house and said Mass and all this stuff, and now he's up north. And when he was at our house, I won't mention his name in case there are repercussions. When he was at our house, he said to me, and by the way, one of the funniest things you've done lately is that Pope backed up bit. So that's from a priest.
I played it for a priest who is at the seminary up in Santa Barbara, and he played it for all the seminarians.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so...
So as long as he's playing it for all the seminarians, you can't go wrong with that, man. Thanks for calling.
It was great. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, brother. Bye. All right, we're going to rot. Little music from you, sweetie. Oh, she ain't singing right now. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, welcome to this portion of the program called You Are Now Allowed to Talk to Phil. 1-800-449-8686. And we also want to say a special hello and get well to Don at Huntington Memorial Hospital, because Melissa and Mark and everybody here on the Phil Hendry Show, we wish you a very speedy recovery. And maybe if we could pipe this music into your hospital bed there, Don. You know, it's either you're hallucinating from not enough fluids or you're getting okay. You know, you're getting better. 1-800-449-8686. This is Jason on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Jason, hi.
Man, you have got one of the best shows on radio. The originality just floors me, big guy, I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Now, my question for you is, all right, to get the show started, the guy who screened the call told me that this was your idea.
And no, I stole it from. Who do you think I stole the idea from?
You want me to guess? I think you stole it from the Dick Dietrich TV talk show because it was all fake.
That show was on years after I started doing this.
Really?
Nightstand was on years after I started doing this.
So they rip you off then. I didn't know that.
Well,
wow.
I don't know if anybody's ripping anybody off. I can tell you this. I don't rip anybody off on this show. This concept is originated with me. And as the result of it being an original idea, of course, it was, you know, poo-pooed and shot down and nobody got it and what's he doing? And you wouldn't believe the bull crap that I had to deal with. And I thought people were smarter than they are. I honestly did.
When I started, you put a lot of faith into stupid your listening audience.
Well, I'm not talking about my listeners. I'm talking about radio station management. And I'm not talking about the stations that carry my show now. I mean, when I was starting out back in 1990 up in Ventura and then I had hell to pay when I was in Minneapolis, which is like as square as it gets.
So you did this show locally in Minneapolis?
I did it locally in Atlanta, Minneapolis,
that
Atlanta.
That is amazing. I can't believe that. That's incredible.
How do you think it'd go over in Norfolk?
Well, I like it. How do you think
I'd successfully say Norfolk like seven nights in a row before somebody's... And Nightstand and my show, by the way, are apples and oranges. Nightstand has actors. Everybody on that show is playing a part. And I know Tim Stack. He's funny as hell.
Right.
Funny guy and a talented guy. But it's two different things. What we do is a kind of an improv where we, it's actually interactive with the audience.
Well, I had no idea until tonight that you actually were the guy on the phone, which makes it even that much more impressive to me.
I'm the guy on the phone, brother.
That's just...
Why would I want to hire schmucks when I can do it myself, you know?
Well, I mean, you don't sound like the guy on the phone. You know, the first time I heard it, the very first show I heard...
I'm not supposed to sound like the guy on the phone, Jason.
Well,
I'm
supposed to sound like somebody else.
I'm
telling you, the guy on the phone sounds like Jim Belushi. That's what I thought the first time I heard him. I'm like,
that guy on the phone sounds like Phil Hendry sounding like somebody else. That's the guy on the phone. All right?
Hey, you do a good job. Keep it up, Phil.
Thank you for calling. All right, bye-bye. Bug off. All right, that's all for today's show. The Phil Hendry Show, of course, is brought to you by Fornman's Funeral Homes. I can guarantee you one thing. We put them in the ground before they start stinking. And before the show starts to stink, we're going to put this in the ground. I'd like to thank Craig Taylor for absolutely nothing. Mike Schaefer, he didn't do a damn thing today. And Melissa Morgan was in there doing her nails. Get well, Don. If you want to see Melissa and Mark again, I guess you have to get well. Otherwise, if you're like me, it's kind of up in the air, stay in the hospital a little while longer. What did you want to say to this guy?
I said...
You lied.
Be quiet, Chris. Go ahead.
Do you want to listen or do you want to talk?
You just shouldn't lie.
Be quiet, Chris, and let her talk.
Your gentleman caller just reported to another listener that a report is not the actual thing. Is that correct?
What?
That a report is not the actual knowing. Is that what you said to the other caller?
What are you talking about?
You said, the lady quoted a report.
The height report's 50 years old.
Excuse me. Did you say before that a report that the woman called about that you said you had not read, you said actions basically speak louder than words, you understood by what you had experienced?
No, I don't remember saying that.
Could you please listen back to what your tape was when you told that woman she was wrong?
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
Well, why don't we ask your host?
Hey, host. Mr. Henry. Well, he's not here.
Well, then I guess I'll talk to you.
Hey, Mr. Henry, wherever you are, this lady's skanking me.
Yeah, this lady's saying somebody that needs to be bathed that much must have a problem with an uncircumcised part.
What?
It must be very dirty if you have to be bathed that many times.
979 women's I've been with.
979 women did not bother to come back because they had to bathe you.
I wouldn't let them back in my apartment, and some of them had the key, too.
I'm sure they did, just to probably see what an animal is instead of a man.
Wait a second. It's 980 now.
You know what? You are a disgusting piece of humanity.
Where's the host of the show? I'm a what? I'm what?
Low class. Dog. You want to smell like a dog? You act like a dog?
You would love to have...
You have to be bathed like a dog?
You know something? You'd love to have sex with me.
You know, I wouldn't. You know what? My husband has been able to satisfy me since 1968. And you want to talk about... I've never not have an orgasm with my husband.
You know something? That's what all of them say.
You know what?
Guess
you
what?
Haven't
every
been with
woman,
all of them, buddy, so you don't know
woman,
what they all say.
Every woman that I've ever
You know
been
what?
With
you would never get to me because I can't stand people like you.
Well, I don't
you
like trailer
gross
trash.
Humanity.
I don't
gross
like trailer,
humanity.
I don't like trailer trash.
Well, I'm certainly not trailer trash. I could buy you and sell you,
hey,
sweetheart.
You know what? I've spent thousands of dollars getting my locks changed to keep women like you out of my apartment.
Not in this lifetime.
Hey.
Not
hey.
In this lifetime. You know what? I believe in God. I believe in my family. And I believe in having some class.
Oh, so I guess this means your husband's not circumcised. Hello?
Can you breathe a little heavier into the phone?
I have a sinus condition. I'm sorry.
A sinus condition on both ends.
And I have class.
You need to be bathed so much. What is your sinus condition?
I have class. Every chick I pick up.
I guess you've been dripping from both ends, buddy.
Thinking of a rum and coke at the Rusty Pelican. Does your husband feed you a drink before he has sex with you? Probably not.
What are you talking about? My husband and I have a drink in front of the fireplace. We have history, we have romance, we have children and grandchildren, and you know what? You don't know what the real thing is.